59. Kimono.
This is the kimono house. Look, there are many different designs and colors. In Japan, men, women, and children all wear different types of kimono. It also depends on the time of year. For example, in the spring, women can wear a kimono depicting scenes of blossoms or birds, but this design could never be worn during the winter.
So, was this a strict rule? I mean, for everyone?
For geisha, especially. There was a geisha registry that controlled what kimono was worn at what time.
How about this? It's very beautiful, but the shape isn't like a kimono. What is it?
That is an obi. An obi is tied around the waist, on top of the kimono. Obi are often very heavy and can come from the hips all the way up to the shoulder blades. They are often more beautiful than the kimono itself.
Everything looks so big, but I always think of Japanese people, especially women, as being small. How do they get dressed?
People often employ dressers who help to fit the kimono and obi. The kimono is the same size, no matter how small the lady is. It is a difficult process and almost impossible to do alone. As you can see, the obi is tied at the back, so someone must assist the kimono wearer while they are dressing.
This kimono is different. The sleeves are so long. It looks like they would drag on the ground. Who would wear a kimono like this?
This is one of the most elaborate kimono designs, which is only worn by an apprentice geisha. As you can see, the colors are brighter. The flower design is much more detailed. The sleeves are longer, and the obi is made of a heavier fabric.
Yes, I can see. It must be difficult to stand with so much extra weight wrapped around your body.
The kimono and obi of an apprentice is very difficult to wear, very heavy, which makes it difficult to walk in, but it does look really beautiful.
Thank you.